As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com present the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital.
Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:06. I'm Mark Bailey. Cameron Eisenberg is back behind the glass this morning producing. We thank you for joining us. It is a Monday, the 7th of July, as we'll embark on a regular week this week. No holiday week. Hopefully you enjoyed the 4th of July weekend. Hopefully you had something that you could enjoy with your family and friends. And it appears we did okay fire-wise. Nothing of any import, it sounds like. It was helped on the 4th of July. It was kind of overcast and cooler. It certainly wasn't a bad thing for that to happen. But we're going to warm up next couple days. Tomorrow particularly is going to be hot and apparently with some gusty winds, at least in the Eastern Gorge. Not so much today, apparently, but tomorrow in particular. But as we will be doing throughout the summer and well into fall, be careful out there. Don't play any games with fire in particular. Here's what we're doing today. Dr. Mike Foss from Alpine Veterinary will join us here in a few moments. We'll talk animals with him this morning. Normally, he's on the first Friday of the month, but, of course, we were not here the first Friday of the month because it was the 4th of July. So we are planning to do that through the morning. But first, as we always do, let's tell you about this day as men and what it means, at least to some people. 1846, U.S. annexation of California was proclaimed at Monterey after the surrender of a Mexican garrison. 1865, four people were hanged in Washington, D.C. for conspiring with John Wilkes Booth to assassinate President Abraham Lincoln. 1898, President William McKinley signed the Newlands Resolution, approving the annexation of the Republic of Hawaii. 1930, construction began on Boulder Dam, later known as Hoover Dam. 1948, six female U.S. Navy reservists became the first women to be sworn into the regular Navy. 1976, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point included female cadets for the first time, as 119 women joined the class of 1980. 1981, on this date, President Ronald Reagan announced he was nominating Arizona Judge Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. 2005, terrorist bombings in three underground stations and a double-decker bus killed 52 victims and four bombers in the worst attack on London since World War II. 2010, Los Angeles police charged Lonnie Franklin Jr. in the city's grim sleeper serial killings. Franklin was sentenced to death for the killings of nine women and a teenage girl. He died in prison in March 2020 at the age of 67. 2013, Andy Murray became the first British man in 77 years to win the Wimbledon title, beating Novak Djokovic 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 in the final. And in 2016, Micah Johnson, a Black Army veteran who served in Afghanistan, opened fire on Dallas police, killing five others in an act of vengeance for the fatal police shootings of black men. The attack ended with Johnson being killed by a bomb delivered by a police robot. Days for today, it is a Tell the Truth Day today, which would seem to be something you should do at all times. It is Father-Daughter Take a Walk Together Day today. That seems like a nice thing to do. And it's National Dive Bar Day today. Apparently we're saluting the bars that, you know, are not necessarily fancy or well-kept, things like that. Our food today, it's National Macaroni Day. It says nothing about the cheese, just macaroni. I'm sure cheese is a good option there. Beef is a good option, too. Our sweet tooth today has a couple things. It's National Strawberry Sundae Day today. That's pretty good. And it's Chocolate Day today. One of the many that come up, because every day is Chocolate Day, as far as I'm concerned. I can't think of a day when chocolate's not appropriate. But there it all is, for what it's worth, which may not be a whole lot. 8:10 in the morning. More on Mid-Columbia today. Dr. Mike Fossey is here to talk animals this morning. We'll do that after this.
Warm days are back in the Gorge. Don't wait for the heat to spike before checking your AC. I'm Kimberly from A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Now is the perfect time for your AC maintenance. We offer exclusive memberships, including HVAC, monitoring, generators, and plumbing to keep your whole home running smoothly year-round. Is your system ready for replacement? As a 2024 Highest Residential Participation Award winner from Energy Trust of Oregon, we'll help you maximize rebates and incentives to return your home to peak performance and keep cash in your pocket. Call us, A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Hey neighbors, Michelle here from Hood River Supply. The weather's nice and we're your go-to for all things outdoor and agri-ready. As a locally owned co-op, Hood River Supply proudly serves customers and members throughout the Gorge. From orchard supplies to garden gear, we've got your back, your house, and your yard. Need equipment repairs? We service everything from tractors to chainsaws. Plus, enjoy store-to-door delivery within 50 miles. Let Hood River Supply in Hood River and Odell help make this summer productive and fun.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super sized laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
8:12 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We're now joined on the in the studio by Dr. Mike Foss from Alpine Veterinary. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing today?
Well, it's early. And it's Monday.
It is early, so, and it's Monday.
We'll check in this afternoon and see.
And, you know, our animals get through the 4th of July okay, it appears.
Reasonably well, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I was not. We were out of town for the 4th of July evening. We got back later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I went to bed. I don't recall any really hearing much in the words of pops and stuff, at least where I was in the Hood River Valley.
Well, where we live, yeah. Which, you know, as the crow flies, is probably, I don't know, 6 or 8 miles away, and we could hear the fireworks.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sure you could. The pops I was hearing were from
the locals
for the Port of Hood River,
yeah,
down there.
Yeah.
I did not detect over the week. I really didn't hear much on Saturday either.
No,
I did not detect much going off around me, which does kind of maybe show those fireworks bans, you know, because fire issues,
yes,
are being followed,
yeah,
to a good extent. Now, other people's experience may vary.
Right, right.
But,
and that's probably good for the pets, because yeah, many of the pets, especially the dogs, are very fearful of that noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they like to hide. Occasion, worst case scenario, they run off, mm-hmm, because they're just looking for someplace safe. And, of course, there isn't for quite a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that benefits our pets that not a lot of, mm-hmm, that goes on.
So now, though, we move on to other concerns, actually one of which we already lived somewhat.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that is preparing, basically for the, well, we'll start first with those who have larger animals, their livestock, their horses, et cetera.
Yeah, fire preparation, every year, we just need to think of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's if we're in Florida, it's hurricanes. If we're in the Midwest, it's tornadoes. And here, it's fire.
And of course, for those who aren't familiar, you have property, so you live this. You understand what goes on.
Yeah.
So for you, this isn't just this is what you should do. This is what you have to practice.
Yes. 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 No, we've got the way our house was built had fire prevention in mind. The way our property's laid out, we have fire prevention in mind. The way I manage my animals is fire prevention in mind, because my personal philosophy is not a question of if, it's when. And we've watched fire from our house a number of times, and so it is the way of the West, in my opinion. And it has been, no matter where you live here in the kind of the arid West, because it dries out in the summer.
Yeah.
And it's an issue. So you always need to have it in the back of your mind and be prepared. And by that, like you say, we'll start with livestock. Livestock means that if you only have a couple head, you have a trailer that's ready to go at a moment's notice, so you can get your animals in there and get them out of harm's way. But before you can even do that, you need to have at least an idea what you're going to do. And so there's been a lot of groups that have been very helpful in the past, providing some place to go in the event of a fire. Yeah. I think you can almost always, at least for an emergency purpose, count on fairgrounds.
Yeah.
I know that the one we had in the Dalles, the Wasco County Fairgrounds opened up and they took animals in there. Hood River County has done that in the past, even for our neighboring counties. When we had all the fires down in Malala and that area, there was a number of people that came up here to bring their animals to safety. So know where you're going to go. Know your evacuation routes.
Yeah.
Okay, those of us that live in Snowden, options are limited.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my neighbors just came by and said, "Hey, Mike, we just got this. You know, just so you know. And you know, there's one north and one south and maybe kind of one to the east, but
maybe kind of
maybe it depends on where you're at."
Yeah.
You know, so you need to know, are you going to be boxed in? You know, the winds we always fear, at least for me, is the west wind.
Yeah.
And so what's that going to bring? What's that going to look like? Where do you need to go?
I would think also, you know, if you get like a level one type evacuation, which is kind of that be ready, which almost is all the time around here. But
yes,
I'd imagine though, if you get one, if you're someone like in your position where you've got large animals, you've got to get out. I would think if I was hearing level one, I'd be thinking about, you know, I got to right now get everything going and ready. Don't wait till level three, as I guess where I'm headed.
Yes.
For.
So I think our experience with the fires here a couple weeks ago should really tell us that once we get to that got to go, the freeways are going to be jammed up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hours to get through town. I also remember when we had the other fire in Mosier of the rail car.
Right.
There were people, horse people, that were trying to come to town. It took them 6 hours to get through town.
Yeah.
So just know that when the fire hits the fan, proverbially speaking, you're not going to get any place. So when we had our fires to the west a couple years ago, most of the horse people that we know at level one move their animals out.
Yeah.
Because then you have time, then it's not a crisis, and then the roads are clear and you can get your animals moved. So that's my advice. When it's level one, don't just be thinking about it. Let's get your animals out of there, because it's going to take most people several trips to get things moved. But that also means your trailer at least has all its tires aired up, and you know where the hitches are to go in the back of the truck. Just a couple of real simple things that if you don't have those, it really adds time and confusion. So know where you're going to go, know how you're going to get there, and what your possible options are. So start with that. After that, it's good if you get into an evacuation, your animals need some sort of ID. I've seen some pretty creative things. I had people write phone numbers on hooves in indelible ink. Okay, you know, magic marker. Because I've worked with a lot of my friends from California that got involved in many of the fires down there. That seemed to be kind of the best way, because they can lose halters, and actually animals can get tangled up in halters.
Sure.
There's little neck ID bracelets you can put on them. Those are safer than a halter, and you want like your name and phone number and a way to contact them.
Do you microchip these sort of animals? I mean, that's what we do with dogs and cats.
Not commonly, but a number of the breed registries do microchip.
Okay.
And so we can use the same microchip that we would use on your dog. We can put in your horse or your cow or your alpaca, whatever your livestock is. Yes, that's an option. In fact, most alpacas have registry microchips. So it's becoming more and more common, and it's great ID because they're not going
to
lose it.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that would seem to me to be the wisest step to take at that point.
Okay. So make sure you got some identification. Make sure you have a plan. The other thing I do is I have a couple water troughs in backup water. Because most of the time when the fire comes to visit us, it's going to wipe out all the power lines coming to my house. Yeah. So if I at least have a few days' supply of fresh water, my animals are going to have water if the power's out, but I don't have to evacuate, or if the roads are blocked or whatever. So little things like this can kind of make that emergency not so bad. Yeah. So have extra water, have some food. If you get trapped in an area, try to have, I call it a sacrifice lot. Yeah. So for most of my horse owners, that means we have a pen with no grass in it, because that's where the overweight horses go, because we're managing problems with them. So that needs to be big enough you can put a few animals into, because that probably won't burn if a fire comes your direction.
Yeah.
So make sure you have a safe place to go. For your animals, assume that you can't get out of there for whatever reason. Roads are blocked by fire or whatever. You can at least herd them into one spot. You've got your extra water, and you can be gone for a couple days, and they'll survive.
They'll survive.
Not a great situation, but it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, I thought it was, you mentioned all your, you know, the trailers and et cetera. This gets back to being prepared before this ever occurs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make sure everything is in good working order.
Yeah.
To get out of there. I would imagine, and you might talk about the road part of it. A lot of the roads, like from where you're coming down, they are not. They're not freeways.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not. I mean, you're coming down tight 2-lane roads with a lot of other. And I imagine it's one of those things where these roads are probably hardly anybody on them most of the time. But if everybody had to get out,
yeah, they'd be full.
They're full.
Yeah.
So, it's again, it's all about planning, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. Just be prepared. There's a mantra, you know, don't plan, just prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't predict. I'm sorry. Right. Don't predict, just prepare.
Mm-hmm. I was going to get into our pets here, but I'm really close to taking the break to go to news time. So maybe I'll just do that a little bit early. We'll take the break here, come back, I'll do the news. After the news, we'll talk more with Mike. We'll get to preparing your pets for these. It's not just fire here we should mention. It's emergency situations overall.
Many emergencies.
Many
yeah.
emergencies. It's fire is, you know, top of mind around here.
Yeah.
So we will take a look at the news when we come back after this.
As summer travel season begins, Washington state agencies are reminding drivers to secure their loads and protect others on the road. The Secure Your Load, Save a Life campaign is underway. Unsecured loads were responsible for 337 crashes and 32 injuries last year in Washington. Along with the threats this kind of debris poses to drivers, it's also a major source of roadside litter. The Washington State Ecology and the Washington State Department of Transportation collected more than 6.4 million pounds of litter in 2024. Nearly 40% of the litter along roads comes from items falling or blowing out of vehicles. This year's campaign continues to focus on raising awareness and preventing accidents. Washington State Patrol troopers will conduct patrols across the state monitoring for unsecured loads. Call 911 if you see a dangerous unsecured load or something fall from a vehicle. To learn more, visit SecureLoadsWA.org.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of helping a neighbor in need. Right now, many families in the Gorge are without reliable transportation, and you can help make a real difference. Bicoastal Media, C.H. Ernest Motors, and Gill's Point S Tire and Auto proudly present Wheels of Hope. This September, one deserving local family will receive the keys to a 2015 Ford Focus. And it starts with your nomination. If you know a family that's fallen on hard times and needs a dependable vehicle, visit GorgeRadio.com to tell us their story. It only takes a few minutes, but it could change their life. Wheels of Hope is made possible by community partners who care. C.H. Ernest Motors, Gills, Point S Tire and Auto, Walmart of Hood River, Wagas, Skyline Hospital, A&C Equipment Repair, Sinclair, A&E Plumbing, Heating and Air, Bimart, Cascade Farm and Outdoor, and Crestline Construction. Visit GorgeRadio.com today to nominate a family and be a part of Wheels of Hope, because together we drive change.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
It is 8:24 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. The Gillum County Sheriff's Office says a 28-year-old Portland man drowned on the John Day River on Saturday. The Sheriff's Office said the man, who has not been publicly identified, was with his family on a fishing outing when he was swept away from the riverbank. It took 10 minutes for family members and bystanders to find the man near Cottonwood State Park. The Sheriff's Office said once the man was located by family members, life-saving measures were attempted by a family and other river users who happened to be in the area, but they were unsuccessful. The Sheriff's Office in Gillum County urged river users to always wear life jackets. Last Wednesday marked 1 month since law enforcement found Travis Decker's white pickup along Icicle Road near Leavenworth, but the search for the Wenatchee ex-soldier accused of killing his three young daughters continues. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison says they are conducting one of the largest search efforts ever conducted in that county. It's expanded across state and international borders. Law enforcement's been checking with tips in Idaho, Montana, and Canada, and working with agencies across the nation to follow up on possible sightings. Morrison says all law enforcement can say is Decker is unaccounted for, but he adds they recognize he could be deceased either due to injuries or by his own hand. He also adds there are several places in the large search area Decker could have thrown himself off a cliff, fallen in the water, or been injured. Though Washington State Parks, like other parts of state government, did not make it through this year's legislative session with its budget unscathed, park visitors shouldn't notice any staffing or service changes this summer. A spokesperson said they were fairly fortunate to be able to make mostly non-staffing cuts to be able to stay within budget. State Parks cut 9 vacant positions and made other reductions, such as limiting staff travel, to stay within its tighter budget. The spokesperson said remaining safe and clean on the parks is the agency's primary focus. Oregon Court of Appeals chiding the state's police force for using warrantless technology-enhanced surveillance to bust an illegal marijuana operation, saying the court's clearest message yet about how law enforcement may use increasingly popular but controversial technology. The Oregon Capitol Chronicle reporting the case, captured in an 8-page ruling from a 3-judge panel, centers on a June 2021 multi-county investigation involving the Polk County Sheriff's Office and Oregon State Police. The 54-year-old defendant was not the target of the investigation, but a police officer noticed what looked to be a massive ag operation that was likely a marijuana grow while flying in a surveillance plane. The defendant charged with 2 felonies for possession and manufacturing of marijuana. She pled guilty in a conditional deal that allowed her to get the possession charge dropped by serving 2 years of probation, according to court records. But she maintained her right to appeal the charges, arguing the evidence gathered from aerial surveillance constitutes a warrantless and unlawful search and should not have been admissible. The appeals court agreed and returned the case back to the trial court, where she can withdraw her guilty plea. It is 8:27 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Mornings.
Hi, it's Melissa Del Carpine here. Did you know 10 minutes is about the time it takes to make your morning coffee, finish a good dad joke, and drive to our new shop?
Yep.
We moved up the hill on Eagle Loop in Odell with more parking and in a beautiful setting. Same unbeatable service for all your vehicles. Have you been putting off getting the scheduled maintenance done on your vehicle? Come see us. We look forward to welcoming you to our new home in Odell. At Del Carpine Automotive, no job is too big or too small. We work on them all. We're gorge grown and gorge strong.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, They joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Do you have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in debt? Then listen to this. You may not be required to pay it all back.
I was drowning in debt.
I had over $36,000 in debt.
If I would have just made the minimum payments, it would have taken me 59 years to pay off.
Whether it's credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief can help significantly reduce what you owe. In fact, debt relief payments can be 50% less than your monthly credit card payments. That's right, half as much as you're paying now.
National Debt Relief reduced my debt by over $27,000.
With National Debt Relief, you have a powerful team that knows how to talk to your creditors.
National Debt Relief, they got me out of debt.
More than 550,000 Americans have used National Debt Relief to reduce their debt. Call 800-353-5566 to see if you qualify to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's 800-353-5566. 800-353-5566.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR. News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI. And GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark.
8:31 in the morning, Mid-Columbia Today. Dr. Mike Foss here from Alpine Veterinary in Hood River. We're talking animals this morning. We're talking fire prep, and we started first with the larger animals. Let's move now to being, again, it's not so much, we say fire prep, but this is really overall emergency preparation as far as for our household pets, our dogs and cats, et cetera. What do we need to think about? What should we have top of mind?
Well, we need to think about if we have to move in a hurry, at least this is how I look at it. Mm-hmm. And there could be lots of reasons. Could be fire, could be snow, power outage, you know, mm-hmm. all the things that we deal with in here. Mm-hmm. It could be personal. You suddenly, you know, family crisis and you're going to have to leave. I guess we see all these things and people are contact us because they have a problem and how do we solve it in terms of their pet and their care, that type of thing. So first and foremost, again, you need to kind of know who you've got and have a way to move them. The first thing is have carriers. Have carriers just stuffed in a dusty part of your closet or garage so that when you have to suddenly take a couple cats someplace, you have something to put them in.
Right.
And this is a common thing that we see even people who plan to bring their cats, especially to the veterinarian, they don't have a box. They don't have a carrier for them. Mm-hmm. And cats more than dogs have a tendency to escape your hold, you're carrying them, and then run off and not be able to be found again.
Well, a story I saw out of, I think it was a fire by the interstate near Arlington, the one about a week ago or so.
Uh-huh.
And apparently a dog had jumped out of a vehicle that was stuck there and whatever, because there was freeway closures, slowdowns, and got away.
Yep.
Happily, there was a happy resolution to it. I guess the owner, they hung like a shirt or something, someone with their scent.
Yeah.
And a few hours later, the dog came back and sat down next to where that
shirt
was. And sheriff's office, I think it was Gillum County Sheriff's Office, picked up the dog, reunited them with the family, and everything was great again.
Yeah.
But it does show the importance, though, of when you get into those situations, because we've talked about this before. With 4th of July fireworks, we've talked about before how animals will pick up on how you're behaving, and they'll pick up on that stress.
Most definitely, yes.
And in some cases, when it's an emergency, you can't just be calm. And but your animals pick up on that, and then I would assume what kicks in is their natural instincts for how to get by.
Something is wrong here, and it's dangerous here. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what we think they're thinking.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's a good story. Again, even summer travelers coming through, we have stories of stopping alongside the road to take a break, and then somebody forgets to close the door on the camper and the dogs. In fact, this was probably our first good microchip story a number of years ago. People stopped out here on 84, got back in their camper, took off. Somebody didn't close the door tight enough.
Yeah.
Door swung open, dogs hopped out. Yahoo! We're out exploring. A family that lived over by Walmart saw the dogs, picked them up, brought them to us. We scanned them. They had a microchip. So then we contacted the company, got the phone number, and before the people even knew their dogs were missing, we had their dogs in captivity so they could come back and get them. So if you're going to travel, I think this is a real good case for microchips. And so many people take their pets with them anymore.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think you just need that. Because I even close friends who travel a lot with their horses, many of them take their dogs. They all have stories of the dog jumped out of the car at a truck stop and they couldn't find him. And so microchips gives you a much better chance to find him. And especially in the case of an emergency, again, you know, you have to, you're stopped by the fire or whatever. They can be scanned and reunited. So I think for the first preparation for your pets is identifying them. And that usually means microchip.
Yeah.
Certainly dogs, cats have a tendency to stay around home. You just can't find them. But kitties have certainly been returned because of microchip. So have a way to transport them. Have a way to identify them. And again, have a plan. Where are you going to take them? You know, just sitting in the car is probably it's better than being in fire's way.
Right.
But, you know, especially this time of year, you've got your problems just sitting in a car. Shelters will fill up pretty quickly. So try to have a list of friends and relatives that you could, you know, mooch some space off of while the danger passes. If you're going to be at a boarding kennel, know that, you know, they're going to be exposed to a bunch of other animals. You need to have your – you should have your shots before you go. Just general prevention, sort of like us traveling around the world. You need to have your shots before you go get exposed. And, again, identification, a plan, and a way to move them is probably the biggies. And then – medication.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go to next.
So many pets have medication, and it's just like people. If you have to evacuate your house, make sure your pills are someplace where you can grab them. Same for your dogs. Make sure your pills are someplace where you can grab them and head out the door. I guess those are kind of the biggies.
Well, also, I mean, have some food ready.
Oh, yeah.
Have some water ready, and so that you've got those taken care of also. Yeah, it's just, it's, you know, and just, you know, but I think probably the most thing is make sure you've got somewhere where the animal's got is able to be and be safe.
Yes.
You know, whether it be the kennel and you're in, you know, first of all, just to get to the place and then be a place where you can have and not just them, it's for you also, to be honest. It's
and with your pets in a strange situation, especially the kitties, don't just pretend I'm going to let them out so they can get a little exercise. That's usually not a good idea. If you have to take them out, make sure they are harnessed. So for cats, they have a H harness that is pretty good because if you just put a little collar around them, they may slip out of that. So H harnesses are hard, really hard for the cat to get out of. Dogs, most of the collars aren't going to work if the dog decides to pull back. You notice if you come into the clinic, we always put a slip leash on them because 95 out of 100 collars aren't tight enough to get a reluctant pet to come with you. So have some restraint, have some preparation. You're right. Have some water because the power is going to go out and most of us depend on a well. And yeah, just lots of things. Tis the season.
Yes, yes it is. So again, what we're saying, actually, because again, fire is what we think about right now. But the reality being this can apply to any sort of situation, emergency, earthquakes, as you see, even to personal emergency, to deal with that. So, but my main thing is to be prepared. It's the Boy Scout motto. It's still
still works.
Still works. Got a few minutes left here, so let's talk about fairs a little bit.
Yes,
because we are getting it's fair time. Hood River County Fair will be in a couple weeks. Then Wasco and Skamania and Klickitat and Sherman, they're all during the course of August. I think Sherman's even in early September, if I remember right. We've seen how animals are dealt with at the fairs. We've really seen that change over the last number of years, haven't we?
Yes, yes. So public safety is a big concern. We take for granted that we live in a very healthy environment, but you know we can catch all sorts of diseases from our pets, all of our animals, not only livestock but dogs and cats. There's a few we can catch there as well, but for the most part, biosecurity has become really big. Basically, if you're out at the fair, don't be petting the animals and then lick your fingers because you had cotton candy on them. Mm-hmm. Maintain some. They have hand wash stations. They try to control access so that you can still see the animals, mm-hmm. but touching them, especially little kids, you have to be real cautious with that. Again, biosecurity, we often discuss that with the 4-H management and the FFA leaders and stuff, just so we make sure. Certain things like, avian influenza, it's kind of fallen out of the news lately because it's the quiet time of year for that. Mm-hmm. However, we still really don't want waterfowl coming to the fair because that's your spot of entry. Yeah. That's where you're most likely going to bring in this avian influenza, and then it would spread pretty rapidly within the exhibits. So we're real conscious about that. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that certain animals are housed in certain areas, and we do that again for biosecurity. Mm-hmm. We have to keep sheep separate from cattle, and poultry separate from waterfowl, which they just don't bring right now. And different mm-hmm. counties will have different concerns.
Yeah.
So I think here in the Columbia Gorge, they'll all be pretty similar. But if you mm-hmm. go to Central Oregon, we have more concern with some wild rabbit diseases, mm-hmm. That there's more prevalent down there. So a bit higher concern there. But the message is go out and appreciate the animals, support the youth. A lot of them put a lot of time into getting these animals ready for show. Hopefully they're learning about the livestock industry, and those are going to be our people in the future that feed us and take care of us. And it's important we support them. And so, we'll certainly be out there at our Hood River Fair. We go out and do the animal inspection and check them over. And we go out a couple times a day, make sure everybody's good. So all of us at our clinic, we like that. So mm-hmm. we kind of arm wrestle who has to go out to the fair today. Take me. So we all enjoy that.
Well, you mentioned, waterfowl, which I got to think, I'm thinking, hold on, I seem to recall ducks and geese out there, but I haven't been out there the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I assume fairly recently with the avian flu that just became, it's just too big a risk to have those.
Yeah. And then oftentimes the state veterinarian comes out and tests animals.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of testing looking mm-hmm. for the avian influenza. And yes, mm-hmm. it's been the last couple of years that's changed.
And I will throw in, you mentioned with the hand wash, you mentioned the licking cotton candy hands. Which, knowing the young children that will be going out there, and you're not going to, I would suggest maybe wash their hands of that first before you go to the animal barns, and then wash their hands again when you're done. Because as many of those tips that you've given.
Yeah. I know.
It's not always going to happen.
I know. It's not practical sometimes.
Yes, but with the. I always find it interesting with the kids, though. It's like, which animals are popular when? Because that wanes from time to time.
Yes.
It moves a little bit.
Yes.
I think it was emus were really popular for a while.
Right, right.
Llamas.
Yep.
Which are a bear for those kids to handle.
Yes.
Just to get, they've got a mind of their own. They're not going to do necessarily what you want them to do. The goats are always my favorite. I just always liked the goats.
Well, I heard a good description. Goats are just dogs with hooves.
Basically, yeah.
Because they are really interesting personalities. Mm-hmm. They tend to be fun and playful. Yeah. Mischievous, I mm-hmm. think, would be a good term. They can get into most anything and mm-hmm. everything. And so, yes, goats are quite popular. Goats are fun. They're a fun animal.
Yeah, they're fun they're fun to visit too.
Yes,
but we made a recording of some one time a while back.
Uh-huh.
For sound effects.
Okay,
we recorded some goats at the county fair.
All right,
because they're talkative.
Oh gosh, yes,
they're wonderfully talkative. For those who I know that they learn these things, but how should, when they, you know, because these kids have kept their animals in, you know, a fairly isolated situation, their mm-hmm. animals. What do they need to think about when they take their animals into a more communal situation, like a county fair?
Well, a lot of these animals are there's either breeding or mm-hmm. there's market animals.
Right.
And the market animals are for the most part not going back home.
True.
So then biosecurity isn't as big an issue. Mm-hmm. When they come to the fair, we're checking them out. We're looking for signs of disease, especially disease that can spread, communicable disease. So we don't want animals with diarrhea. We don't mm-hmm. want animals with skin diseases, those types of things. And so that's probably the big thing. You don't want to bring something home. Now, if you're doing breeding animals, you take your animals to the fair. When you bring them home, you should put them in quarantine. Mm-hmm. So it's virtually impossible to not get exposed to some disease. So sure. you want that animal to run the disease course before you introduce it back within mm-hmm. your group. So many times there'll be a quarantine pen where they stay for a couple weeks after a fair. Or mm-hmm. if you do a lot of fairs, your fair animals just live in a separate unit from the rest mm-hmm. of your animals because they're yeah. always coming and going. Mm-hmm. So biosecurity, so you don't pick up something at the fair and bring it home. That's probably the big mm-hmm. thing. Mingling the animals together is usually there's not too much issue with that.
Yeah.
At the fair, they're going to be, you know, your animals are going to be kept in their own little pen, so they don't get a chance to mingle with others. Mostly mm-hmm. it's fighting, especially yeah. with the pigs. Mm-hmm. Kind of about territory, you know, I don't know you, who are you, stay out of my space, that's my water, you know. The same things that you'd have in school,
yeah.
You know, or any other social organization mm-hmm. of people, you'll have with the animals.
One thing I have noted is when I've seen things about this subject is an emphasis on making sure there's good ventilation for all these barns. I mean,
yes.
I imagine this is just like when we talk about with humans in the wintertime, you know, mm-hmm. the incidence of viruses, you know, going up. Yeah, you know, and spreading of disease because people are just tightened together indoors. I would imagine that's one of the reasons why the barns, et cetera, the gates. You know, you don't have the walls on the county fair barns necessarily. I mean, you may have a couple, but there's always some yep. big opening.
Yeah, yeah. Airflow is really good. At the Hood River County Fair, it's in, and actually our others, Klickitat as well as Skamania. Yeah. It's about heat. Right. We have them in the hottest part of the year.
Yeah.
And so you want good airflow. You'll see a lot of cooling devices, you know, mm-hmm. fans and misters and that type of thing out there. And they're really working to do airflow. So, for example, Hood River County, their pig barn mm-hmm. and cow barn, there's no walls.
Right.
Gives you good flow, and they're really clean. Mm-hmm. It's really emphasized that the kids clean their pens multiple times a day. The bedding is clean. That really, really cuts down on stuff. Because you're right, you bring a bunch of animals together, that's how we spread and promote disease. Mm-hmm. And so the programs are pretty well set up to educate the kids with this, decrease the chances of problems. Really, the fairs, we don't see very much issue. Mm-hmm. And when we do, it's usually, you know, newsworthy.
Yeah.
There was a number of years ago, mm-hmm. Because they didn't plan where their animals go, one of the big fairs in Washington had a outbreak of a disease in cattle that was left by the sheep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you see things like that, you just go, okay, sheep and cows, got to keep them separate, you know, house them separate, mingle them separate.
It shocks me that a county, that a fair would not know how to do that.
It happens.
You know,
because if it hasn't happened for another, for 10, true. 15
yeah,
years,
people
it's out of my knowledge.
Yeah, but it's, you know, at least in areas like ours, all our fairs, the people who are actually running the animal parts of the fairs are people who are in that business to
yes,
begin
yes.
with. So they're pretty, you know, they already know what the pitfalls are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you get to a larger area, maybe that's...
Yeah.
You lose some of that knowledge. I don't know.
I don't have an answer for you, Mark.
I always find it very surprising that I would think if you're in the business of being in a fair,
mm-hmm.
you kind of know these things to an extent.
Yeah.
But, well,
or you have some obnoxious veterinarian who's there reminding you that, hey, this can happen. This can happen.
Yeah, if you don't listen to them, then it will happen, and now you're in real trouble. So we probably should mention real quick before we get away here, it's still worth mentioning. You know, we're going to have two more hot days today, really hot. But
car temperatures, they spike so quickly. Inside a car can be 130 degrees within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so days like we're going to have the next couple of days, leave your pets home.
Yeah.
Please, they don't, you know, yes, it's fun to go down to the park, but there are times maybe we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this will be some of those days. Mornings, sure. But when it gets to the hot part of the day, there's more risk than there is benefit to that. So don't ever leave your pets in cars unattended. It's even dangerous leaving the air conditioning running.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever pets have a tendency to lock doors accidentally as they step on the locks. Been there, done that. Wasn't me personally, but somebody close. So they do that. Just leave them home on these really hot days.
Yeah, they'll be upset for a few seconds when you leave.
Yeah.
But they'll be really happy when you get home.
Right,
so.
Especially if you have a cookie.
Especially if you have a cookie. That works.
So, yes, beware. The weather's a risk to everybody. Don't play during the day. Don't take them for walks on the blacktop. Mm-hmm. And if you have a dog with really long hair, get him a haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. 8:50 in the morning. Mike, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Dr. Mike Foss, Alpine Veterinary. We will come back and wrap things up and begin to wrap up anyway after this.
Well, pepper me timbers. We struck buried treasure.
Buried treasure? We're going to be rich.
No, berry treasure. As in the succulent taste of new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
Yo-ho!
Aye, it's bold Dr. Pepper.
With sweet blackberry flavor.
Oh, this is the most one-of-a-kind flavor ever.
Aye, Captain. I wish me family could taste this.
Me too. But who needs family when we have Dr. Pepper Blackberry?
Aye, Captain. Pass me a zero sugar.
There you go. Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry. It's a pepper thing.
Your local Pepsi distributor hopes you're out exploring the gorge and making the most of your summer adventures. While you're out and about, stop in at Bi-Mart, where you'll find 12-pack Pepsi products for just $7.99 and a buy two, get two free deal. Stay refreshed and enjoy every moment with Dr. Pepper.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Do you have $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 in debt? Then listen to this. You may not be required to pay it all back.
I was drowning in debt.
I had over $36,000 in debt.
If I would have just made the minimum payments, it would have taken me 59 years to pay off.
Whether it's credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief can help significantly reduce what you owe. In fact, debt relief payments can be 50% less than your monthly credit card payments. That's right, half as much as you're paying now.
National Debt Relief reduced my debt by over $27,000.
With National Debt Relief, you have a powerful team that knows how to talk to your creditors.
National Debt Relief, they got me out of debt.
More than 550,000 Americans have used National Debt Relief to reduce their debt. Call 800-353-5566 to see if you qualify to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's 800-353-5566. 800-353-5566.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters. the Gorge's local coffee roasters, on Tucker Road, on the Heights in Hood River.
8:53 in the morning, I'm in Columbia today. I believe I got one more break, don't I, to do? Okay. I thought I did coming up here, because I think we have a little more than usual on the break, too. So I'll just bring up a couple things that are going on here. I'll send this right to the next break here. Rainbow of Magic is going to be the magic tricks and family-friendly comedy of Louis Fox. So a chance for kids and their parents to enjoy some entertainment. And it's at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the White Sand Valley Community Library, 5:30 Wednesday, Hood River Middle School Auditorium. This is all part of the various libraries' summer programs. Breaking Bread Series with Skamania County Sheriff Summer Shire. That will be 5:30 to 7 at Stevenson Streetery on 2nd Street in downtown Stevenson. You can sit down and discuss with her community issues facing Skamania County. So again, that's 5:30 to 7 tomorrow evening at the Stevenson Streetery. And speaking of magic, Music and Magic in the Park, that series continues Wednesday evening in the Dallas City Park with Cowboy Buck and his Rootin' Tootin' Family Show. Presented by the Dallas Wasco County Library and the Northern Wasco Parks and Recreation District, bring lawn chairs and blankets. History Museum Hood River County, Embrace the Wild Wind guest speaker series, Aaron Gates on windsurfing this Friday evening, 7 o'clock at the museum in Port Marina Park, $8 for members, $10 for non-members. Information, hoodriverhistorymuseum.org. 8:55, we'll wrap it up after this.
I am Amy Knowles. I grew up here in White Salmon. I call this my home. I am the pharmacy director here at Skyline Health. Skyline Hospital is more than just a hospital. It's a lifeline for our community. Our patients are my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. At the end of the day, it's about caring for the people who trust us with their health. I'm proud to be part of a team who takes caring for our community so seriously and a priority for everything we do here every day. I am Skyline.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over a 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide, because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of helping a neighbor in need. Right now, many families in the Gorge are without reliable transportation, and you can help make a real difference. Bi-Coastal Media, C.H. Ernest Motors, and Gill's Point S Tire and Auto proudly present Wheels of Hope. This September, one deserving local family will receive the keys to a 2015 Ford Focus. And it starts with your nomination. If you know a family that's fallen on hard times and needs a dependable vehicle, visit GorgeRadio.com to tell us their story. It only takes a few minutes, but it could change their life. Wheels of Hope is made possible by community partners who care. C.H. Ernest Motors, Gill's Point S Tire and Auto, Walmart of Hood River, Wagas, Skyline Hospital, A&C Equipment Repair, Sinclair, A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air, Bimart, Cascade Farm and Outdoor, and Crestline Construction. Visit GorgeRadio.com today to nominate a family and be a part of Wheels of Hope, because together we drive change.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on the Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, AM 1340 and 98.3 FM KIHR, and News Radio 1300 and 103.9 KACI.
Mid-Columbia Today is brought to you by GorgeNet, Gorge Recovery Service, and Skyline Hospital. 8:58 in the morning. Just got time to tell you tomorrow, Hood River County Commission Chair Jennifer Ewer and Administrator Allison Williams will join us first part of the show. Wasco County Commissioner Phil Brady in the second half of the program. So that's all on Mid-Columbia Today tomorrow. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Talk to you on Tuesday.
The Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 888-786-1511. Thanks for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
You know the national parks, but you may not know that they're supported by a strong foundation. A foundation for the future. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with your support, we are building a bold future where national parks are vibrant, protected, and welcoming. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
The best variety of today's country and your all-time country favorites. AM 1340, KIHR, Hood River.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, the death toll climbing again following those devastating flash flooding over the holiday weekend along the Guadalupe River. The search for those missing continuing. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest.
Overnight, another seven bodies were found in the waterlogged debris left by the flood here in Kerr County. Across five counties, at least 87 people lost their lives when extreme rainfall pushed rivers here in the Hill Country well out of their banks.